good that we see it in the frame too.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, wait, are you gonna have?
It's okay.
Talk about hair.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every week, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there.
Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Sierra, your host, and we're finally back in 2021. Woo-hoo. And I have a guest with me finally on the podcast. Hey, this is Noemi Rojas. I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
Hello everyone. As you said, I'm Noemi Rojas. I work in TV and film as associate producer. I also have my own clothing brand called FFBY, which stands for Fuck Fear Be You, which promotes, everyone just living outside of their fears and knowing who they are completely. So check that out. And yeah, I'm also an actress. I model occasionally. And I'm here with the beautiful Sierra to talk about hair.
Oh, thank you. And I love your sweatshirt.
Oh,
I wear
you.
It all the time so that I can feel fearless. When I have it on, I'm just like, okay, I'm about to say what's on my mind or do whatever. So
it's necessary. And especially now, I feel like people are now becoming more comfortable with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that little judgment tape in your head is disappearing.
Especially in 2021, like all of 2020, like everybody
fear
was at home.
Fear is so 2020.
Yeah.
Leave that in the past.
We're at home dealing with it all. So it's like this year. Like, yeah. Of it, I don't really care, like, you know. And when I have it on, I feel like when people see it, they'll just be like, oh, okay. And
it makes,
like,
them feel a little comfortable.
Yeah, they're like, oh, hi.
Offense, like, whoop.
They just kind of, yeah, they're like, oh, okay. And I'm just like, yeah. They're like, oh, hi. Like, when I walk, like, go for a walk, I'm like, how are you? Like, I'm like, oh.
They're like, what does that say?
Exactly.
Don't worry, I'm going through a whole rebranding. So, it's still brand new. So, it's going to be more hidden in the message, but still powerful with the...
Ooh.
Fashion.
You got some new designs coming out?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Have new designs coming out my second season.
Okay.
Relaunch.
Nice. When is that at? Or do you have a date?
I'm aiming toward March 2021.
Okay.
But you know how things go.
So we got some time.
Yeah.
They can still check you out, though.
Still check me out.
You can still get everything else.
Yes, definitely.
Because you have shirts and hats.
Sweatshirts. I'm going to come out with some sweatpants. I also have caps.
Okay.
Hats. You know, get that whole little swag out.
Okay, cool.
Because you want to really feel cool. Good. And I'm all about wearing comfortable clothes, but mm-hmm. still looking cute with it.
Mm-hmm.
So why not wear something cute with a statement?
So we're going to do this kind of like all the other episodes. Let's go into your hair journey, starting from the beginning, like as a child or like, well, I know her a lot because she's my boyfriend's sister.
Hiya.
So
she, I'm the baby sister.
She was telling me a lot about how much she remembers as a kid.
Yeah.
So you might remember your hair from like very young.
I do actually. So when I was very young, I knew that my hair was finer than most people I was around. Okay, how to put it in a way where it doesn't sound weird. Because my family's Dominican, colorism is a thing where if you're more dark-skinned, you're expected to have more nappy hair.
Mm-hmm.
But I was dark-skinned with really fine hair. So I attached myself to my hair because the color of my skin was looked down upon a little bit.
Mm.
So I always had it, you know, curly, trying to make it always look real fine and real, you know, on point, basically. Because it's like, okay, well, this is what I have.
Mm-hmm.
Accept me. But, as I got older, you know, the early 2000s was all about the flat iron. Like, you flat iron your hair for everything. So I remember the first time I flat ironed my hair, I was about 13. Oh, my God. I wish YouTube was out then. Because my butt. I just remember trying to part my hair, which was hard. Like, God, people don't understand. Parting hair,
I'm now better at it, but when you first start out, it's like, whoa, what the heck am I doing? Like, your balance and your whole equilibrium is like, whoa, what am I doing? So me even trying to part my hair to flat iron it was a struggle. So finally, I got a piece where I'm like, I felt comfortable enough to put the flat iron on. And I just remember hearing the and seeing all the smoke going out. And I'm like, oh my God, really? This is what it's going to take? And smelling the chemicals and the products. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, with practice, I got better at it. But getting better at it meant I have to keep flat ironing my hair. So I messed up my curl pattern. Like, I had really nice, tight curls. And I had a lot of hair. So it was cute. Like, having my little curly afro and stuff, it was all fine and bouncy. The flat iron killed it. Like, even now, although I cut my hair, that's another story. I cut off all my hair and got a curl pattern. It's not the same as when I was a child. Like, it was so...
I do feel like that pattern, like, your hair as a kid, even looking back in pictures, it's, like, different. Mm-hmm. And even your mom would be like... My mom is like, I can't do your hair no more. That ain't, like... Right. That so is not like, what it was.
When you I had to figure out how to do my hair. So I'm like, flat iron. Everybody doing that at school? I want to be cute. And my hair was cute, straight, don't get me wrong, because I had fine hair, so it looked like white people hair when I straightened it. But now, Lord, I can't even straighten it. It's probably, I haven't straightened my hair in 3 years, three and a half years.
Yeah, that's how I was before I cut my hair. I think I straightened my hair, but it had been like 5 years before.
Oh, man.
But when you say, like, you were straightening your hair and the steam, I'm thinking of that, one of those early YouTube videos. Remember that early YouTube video and the girl's like
doing the hair burned off. I was borderline that, oh my honestly. God. Like, because I remember the flat iron got sticky. Like,
ooh, yeah.
And I'm like,
and maybe the products on it.
It was a hot mess, and my hair was breaking off, and that's another thing. My hair never recuperated and got as full as it used to be. Even now to this day, like, I have my curls and whatever, not now obviously, but you know, I have my little afro, but there's still parts where like my right side of my head isn't as full as I would like it to be as my left side. Mm-hmm. And that's because I will do the swoop with the flat iron. Like, even now it's like conditioned to grow a certain way.
Okay. Wow. 'Cause I was like, we have different textures all over our head, but definitely heat training your hair can affect it. But that's interesting. And you notice it on the same spot. It's
like I know exactly where. I'm like, okay.
So how did you feel about your hair growing up? Like, going to school, did you feel like you had to straighten it or that was just the look?
Both. So it was like a transition. So when I lived in New Jersey, it was all about the curly hair because we're a lot of Hispanics there. Mm. And so you do like a little swoop and then a curly puff. So my whole thing was always a ponytail with a curly puff. And so moving to Atlanta, I remember this like it was yesterday. I remember I almost got into a fight with this girl because, so you know, back in the day in elementary school, you would have to walk in line with your finger on your lips.
What? And your hand on your hip?
Maybe that was a 90s thing. Cause
I remember that, though.
We did it in New Jersey and we did it in Atlanta, but then it kind of faded away. But I went to a ratchet school. Shout out to Kendrick Middle School. Like, no, the kids were fighting the teachers. It's about to get ratchet. No, like, the kids were fighting the teachers and everything. It felt like high school. It was, child, when I tell you culture shock, I experienced that.
Fighting the teachers in middle school?
I'm coming from a city where it's all Spanish people. And even if you weren't Spanish, you knew Spanish. And then we moved to Riverdale, where it's predominantly Black. Mm-hmm. And then you have white people and Mexicans. So people didn't know what Dominican was.
Oh, wow.
So going back to the story with the girl, we're in line. And I'm like, you know, we had to walk with our finger on our hands, whatever. Because I came here like fourth grade. So this girl, she's behind me. And she's like, get that weave out my face. And mind you, I didn't know what the hell weave was. I'm like, what? Weave. I learned a lot of things living in Atlanta.
Wow.
Girl. So that was one of the things. And so I turned around. I'm like, what you mean weave? Because I'm coming from Jersey. I had a little, you know, little East Coast attitude about me. I had an accent and everything. I'm like, what you mean weave in your face? And he's like, get your weave out your face. I'm like, this ain't weaving. Mind you, like I said earlier, I was attached to my hair. So I'm like, what are you trying to say about my hair? Like, and she's like, get that fake hair out my face. I'm like, honey, this ain't fake. And so that was a whole ego thing. But still, it wasn't weave, so don't try and start with me.
Right.
So I remember that. And then afterwards, growing up, going to middle school, you know, trying to look like all the Disney stars and everything. So I'm seeing kids go to school with straight hair. And I'm thinking, like, dang, I want to come to school with straight hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the whole transition. Like, me coming from everybody's wearing curly hair because they want to show their ethnicity. Then coming somewhere where no one knows who I am. So it was like, okay, I got to do what I got to do to fit in. To look pretty.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
I think I wanted to get a perm so bad. I think I was more so influenced by my sister. But that was in high school. I wanted to get a perm. I wanted my hair to be straight. Because it was, I was pressing it. But it will always get so poofy on one side. And the other side would be straight. And I was just like, I can't.
Yeah. And I noticed the more that I straighten my hair, the less I'll get that problem.
Oh.
The humidity.
Mm-hmm.
But then later on,
because that's bad hair in Georgia.
Later on, though, I was straightening my hair less because I'm like, I'm damaging my hair. So that's when I started experiencing humidity again and, like, the puffing up at the roots and the straight parts. So
did you ever get a perm or you just straighten your hair?
No. I got a texturizer. So after college, I got my internship, which ended up being a full-on corporate job. And I was working in the IT department. So I was working with a lot of Asian Indian people, a lot of white people. And so I remember going into a meeting one day after not wanting to do my hair that morning because I woke up late. And, you know, that horrible deal. Like, you don't want to get straightened your hair. You just want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with my hair curly. And one of the white guys in my meeting, he said, like, an underhanded comment regarding my hair. And you know how people try and disguise a negative comment with a joke? That's what he did. And I'm like,
do you remember what he said?
I don't remember exactly what he said, because mind you, this was in 2013. Like, it was a while ago. But I still remember feeling hurt by it.
But in 2013, these kind of comments. Okay, that's not
and
long ago.
It's not long ago, but and that whole job, like, I have my whole other emotions about it, but he said something about me, and I just, from that day on, I was like, oh, I can't come to work with my hair curly. Like, you're gonna talk about me, you're gonna judge me.
Right.
I don't want to be judged while I'm working.
Right, I'm just trying to work.
So from that day on, I was like, okay, I can't go to work with my hair curly again. So I'll try and do, like, little, just do buns and stuff, try and hide the naturalness.
Wow.
After that moment, I kept going to work with my hair straight, but then I started getting tired of the job because they were just doing little underhanded things, like little microaggressions already. So everything was building up. So then towards my later half of working there, I said, F it. So I'll stop straightening my hair. I'll go not fully natural, but little tad bits of it. Like, I'll braid my hair in the front, like, two little braids, and have a curly bun, a low curly bun. Like, still trying to keep it super professional, but...
And neat and...
Right, neat.
Tamed.
But I didn't want to straighten my hair anymore. Because I'm like, I'm killing my hair. It was already dead. So after that, quit that job and started working in TV and film, and you know how that is. Like, you could dress however, you could wear your hair however.
Mm-hmm.
So that allowed me the freedom to let my hair breathe. So during that time, I'll wear my hair curly more often. I do, like, little hairstyles. Like, I was so free. Because in corporate America, I had to keep it tamed. Now I could do pigtails. I could do a mohawk. It was whatever I wanted to do. It was free game.
Okay.
So that gave me the confidence to be like, okay, I could do twist outs. So that's when I started getting more into YouTube. I'm like, all right, let me see what I could do with this thing. Because the curls are damaged, but I don't want to straighten my hair. I need to learn how to do my hair. Mm-hmm. So, you know, YouTube tutorials, how to do a twist out, how to do a braid out, do roller sets. I was doing all of that.
Doing everything.
I was doing all of that. So I was going to work, like, with a nice little fake curl pattern because I did a braid out. But, it was, I mean, you know what it is.
That's what it helped. That helps you,
it
too.
It helps.
If you have heat damage or your hair is straight,
it helps.
It can put some kind of pattern in there, at least.
And the right products will hold it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do my braid out, and I have my nice little poofy curls. And made, oh, and that's another thing. It made my hair look full. Because with the straightening, it damaged my hair so much, it was, like, not as full as it used to be. Like, yeah, I have hair, but I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. It's not as... It's an illusion, y'all. It's an illusion. Because if you wash my hair and hold it, be like, oh, my God, you don't have a lot of hair.
How would you describe your hair texture?
Now? Curly. It has stages. So when I first wash it, it's really silky, really fine.
Mm.
Like, it's manageable. As it starts to dry, it gets, my hair gets dry really quick. It gets tangled quickly. So it'll get, like, matted on one side, nappy on one side, curly on another. Like, the curl pattern in the back of my hair is nice. Like, I could leave it. I don't even have to put product in it. It'll be a nice curl pattern. The front, because of the trainedness of how much I used to straighten the front, even now with me cutting off my hair, it doesn't curl how the back does.
So it's a different pattern. Frizzy?
So frizzy. My hair is so frizzy now.
Yeah, my hair in the front is frizzier. My hair in the back is like a loose texture.
Yeah.
And then the middle is like much thicker. It's like thick. Mm-hmm. Like, as it grows out, I'm even noticing it. Like, oh... Okay.
Yeah, so the sides are thin to me, or more finer. Top of my head is a little thicker with a nice curl pattern. The front is frizzy. It don't know what it wants to do anymore. It's getting there. Like, when I first cut it, it was good. But now as it's growing, because, again, I reverted back to not knowing what to do with my hair, I'll do ponytails. So that, again, trained the front of my hair to be more straight.
Because
it's so quick to want to be straight again. Kind of, but it's still frizzy, so I know if I straighten it, it won't work. It will get frizzy.
Oh, dang.
It's a whole process, girl.
So it's like, it's not curling, but now it's frizzy.
Mm-hmm. The front. So with the front, like, I could put products in it to help it get curly, like, what is that, the Cantu Curl Activator?
Mm.
Oh, that saves the front of my hair.
Okay.
That's if I didn't use it, it would be
Or that's just for the front of your hair, at least.
For the front of my hair.
Okay.
I really don't like to put a lot of stuff in my hair, but I'm getting better at it. Like, I've been mixing oils, like essential oils for my hair.
Really?
That's what's making it grow so quick.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. Before we get into that, because I'm like, what essential oils? With you cutting your hair, how short did you cut it?
I did a pixie cut.
Oh.
So the back was super short. And that's probably why the back now has such a great curl pattern. Because the back was super short. The front, I left a little out.
Where you showed me and you had your hair straightened?
Yeah, that's the day I got my hair cut.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I was straight that day. So I went to the beauty salon and they're like, okay, we're going to cut it. Oh, but you saw the hair when...
I saw your hair
so
cut.
So I scrolled over to the next picture and it was me when I had, right before they cut the hair.
Oh, okay.
So that's the video.
Oh.
But this is how my hair looks.
Oh.
You see how that side is not as full as that side?
Yeah.
Okay. And it looks full,
what you
but
mean
it's
by fine.
It looks full there, but it's not full in the back because it's pushed forward.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So after that day, it only lasted a day. That's the last time I washed my hair the next day because I didn't know how to deal with it. And I also didn't want to straighten my hair. So this was later that night.
Ooh.
So that was about it.
That's cute. Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to see. Yeah. I always do like
that. That was the only time you cut your hair?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So you just grew it out from there.
I trim it myself. This was, I cut my hair September 2017.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, we just passed your little anniversary, your big chop.
Yeah, big chop anniversary. September 14, 2017.
Cool. So how do you feel about your hair now, or what are your goals now? Like, what do you like to do to it?
Now, I clearly like to braid it.
Protective styles.
Yeah, because I just got to a point where I know myself, where I don't want to deal with the product, putting products all the time, trying to get the curl patterns right, like doing the braid outs. Like, it's time consuming.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But I still want to protect my hair. So now I'm doing braids a lot more often, keeping it out the way. It's a quick do and go. Because when I cut my hair, oh, I loved it. It was the best. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a freedom, because you just get up, put a little product, and you're out. You don't have to put tons of product to get each part curly, because all of it is kind of uniform in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all about the same. Mm-hmm. You can kind of just...
You just finger comb it, and it's like one product, bloop.
Yeah, you don't have to use a lot of product, and you can kind of just wet it and, like, do it real quick.
So the longer it gets, it's like, what the hell can I do with my hair?
That's how I'm feeling, and my hair just has grown a little bit, and I'm like, oh, God, I need some other kind of products, because what I was using is, like, mm-hmm. not enough now. It's mm-hmm. like, I need something with
to
more
do,
hold,
right.
Or I need to start doing, like, finger coils mm-hmm. or something to put more definition, because I'm basically just having frizz.
And your hair gets used to it as well, so it's like, okay, we're tired of this. What are you gonna do next?
Yeah, and it's like, I busted it out, and you're like, wait, this was not the style.
Like, this is not what I planned for. Like, it's be the same, but I cut you.
I meant to, when you said you cut your hair, you wanted to talk about what you were cutting off. I don't know if you talked about that, but no, I can cut that back in.
Okay.
If you want.
So after I did the whole corporate America and I finally got free when I went into TV film, got back connected with my hair, I took that as, I attached my life to it for so long. And when I moved to California, I wanted a fresh start.
Mm.
And so I kind of put an intention when I cut my hair, where everything that was holding me back, kept me confined in a box, I was cutting it off.
Mm.
So I put that little mind thought on my hair when they cut it off. And then from there, it was this new beginnings, like keeping it healthy, letting it be itself.
Nice. I like that, because that's important. And it really does feel like that. Like, even when I cut my hair, I kept it, like, for a while.
Aww.
And I just had it. And I was like, you know, you can cut your locks and put them back in. Mm-hmm. I was like, that would be cool if you could do that. But then at the same time, it's like, I want to let it go, you know? Like, just start new.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it's funny that you bring up locks, though, because that's really what I wanted to do this year. Or last year, I should say, now.
Really?
2020, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to get locks, and I was about to get locks. But it's funny because the day that I decided, like, okay, I'm going to lock my hair on Friday, that same week, right before Friday, I had a meeting with the agency, like, for acting and all that stuff. And so I told him, like, just being honest with them, like, hey, I am planning on getting locks, blah, 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 blah. And they were like, well, we would prefer that you don't get locks because, you know, not to say that you get typecast, but you'll probably get typecast. You're just trying to talk me out of it. So they talked me out of it, and they're like, well, if we don't get you booked by such and such a day, then you could get your locks. And I was like, okay, sure, whatever. So basically, my agency talked me out of getting the locks, and they were like, okay, well, if we don't get you booked by such and such date, go ahead and get your locks, and we'll figure it out. So they still have time. I'm going to see if I am even still interested in getting my locks, because that was going to be a whole nother spiritual journey.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't expecting to get an agent and go full force with my acting, because I kind of fell back and started doing more music and more production side.
Mm-hmm.
But so I took that as a sign, but I was going to go a whole spiritual journey with my hair again, where I'm putting my life back in.
Mm.
And I wanted to grow my locks and just be that next level of letting my hair be.
So it sounds like basically now
you want to get into this new, or you're thinking about getting into a new journey with your hair, with the dreads, but also your career might be holding you back with that again.
Yeah, so that part is a little bit discouraging. Like, okay, I plan to get my locks, start a new hair journey, and then here comes, you know, my agent saying, oh, you should wait, let's wait it out. And so I took that as a sign, like, okay, maybe I'm not prepared or ready for this new journey that I want to embark. Maybe I need to, you know, learn, go through more experiences before I fully commit to that new rebrand. Not a rebrand, but the way I saw it is me defining my life fully and how I want to live, how my wholeness. Mm-hmm. And I'm just not there yet, I guess. So locks coming soon. TBA.
Do you have any advice for, like, other actresses or actors that may get told that? Like, is there a way around that?
I personally feel like, yes, there is, because I don't feel so gung-ho, like, oh, you'll get typecast, or it's looked at a bad thing, because what they told me is more so like, okay, well, you do music, do you want to get locks because of your music? And I'm like, no, it's actually more so for my personal development.
Right.
So that's when they started talking me out of it. Because they're like, well, if you're going to do music with it, then cool. But.
What?
Yeah. Because you know how musicians, like, they'll have the pink hair to stand out. Like, mm-hmm. They thought I wanted to stand out with it.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, no, that's.
This is for me.
It's for me.
I like that, though.
So I was like, you know what? I'll take that as a sign. Because like I said, that day was the day that I decided I'm going to get my locks on Friday. Like, I set a date, and then I had a meeting with the agents. They're like, no, let's wait. So I took that as a sign.
Okay, so maybe this year, maybe coming soon. That sounds good. I want to get locks one day, too, just to try it, because I think they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. But I think I would want freeform. I don't know. I would want something that would be easy to keep up with. So yeah. I feel like that might not be easy to keep up with, but maybe one day when I have kids or something.
Yeah, that's really the goal. Like, I want to start as soon as I can so it gets long quicker. Because mm-hmm. my hair is kind of long now, but it's going to shrink when mm-hmm. you do the lock process. So I'll probably, like, have a bob. And I want to have, like, you know, long locks.
Just feel like
I got to allow the time.
Like, able to do. I'm like, how many styles can they do with their locks? Because right. It's like you feel like you can't do any styles, but that's why it's so interesting to me. I love, like, their hairstylists, all the hairstyles they have. I saw, like, they had, like, a high ponytail.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had, like, weave wrapped around, like, what kind of weave is that? Like, the braiding.
The Marley hair?
It was thick, but it was, like, the braiding weave. Mm-hmm. But it was like a, it was wrapped around to look like a ponytail, basically.
Right.
Like a straight, like a Beyonce ponytail.
So, Chloe and Halle are definitely a big inspiration. Like, they do everything with their locks. Mm-hmm. Like, why can't I?
Right.
But I take it as a sign, like, I have more experience to go through before I commit to that.
Yeah, and that's like their look, so they are artists.
And they are music, right, yeah. So it makes sense, but.
Okay. I never thought about it that way, like, even in the industry, but that's cool. Okay, so, and then we want to talk about the essential oils.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about? You said you're using essential oils, it's growing your hair. What are you using?
So I use essential oils in my hair now, and that's another part of my little spiritual journey with my hair. I feel as though certain essential oils are like enhancers with my energy. Ooh. So, you know how people use aromatherapy or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
It's a different form of therapy for me. So, I have a little concoction that I made.
What?
I use geranium oil, ginger oil, patatucci oil, ylang ylang, eucalyptus, lavender, lemon. Like, I'm missing one, but it's like a bunch of oils that I have, like 13 oils or so, and I mix it together.
You mix it with coconut oil, or
So my base, I use sweet almond oil.
Okay.
So I use the sweet almond oil, and then I use that for my face, my skin, and everything. Like, just not man-made products.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've been using my hair for the most part.
Is it like a serum or something that you put on your scalp?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it something you put throughout your hair and, like, leave it in to deep condition or something like that?
A mixture of both. Like, right now, since I have braids, I'll, you know, use putting through my braids so my hair stays moisturized or gets some type of moisture. And also, like, I like how it smells.
Mm-hmm.
It's calming, especially with, like, the lavender oil. Like, now I just put lavender oil in my hair to, you know.
I love lavender.
So, you know, have it smelling good, keep myself calm. So, yeah. I feel like it helps my hair grow a lot because I told you, talking to y'all now, I got these braids done not even 2 weeks ago, and already they're, like, super loose to me.
And growing out.
Yeah, you see it?
Yeah, like, I can see it.
I feel like that's a lot.
It doesn't look bad, but...
But I didn't do my edges. I had a hat on earlier, so I'm like, can I? I don't want to have a hat and cover my hair when we're talking about hair. Like, I just didn't feel right. So, yeah, my hair growing, whatever.
So, this spiritual journey with your hair... What is that, and how did that start?
Well, it started when I cut it. So it started when I cut my hair. Just releasing old traumas, old relationships, my old ways. I cut it all off because I'm like, I moved to California, and I'm like, this is a new start. I'm committing to living a new life. Just going all out, taking my risk, jumping over the edge. And so for me to put it in a tangible form, I put it in my hair.
Mm-hmm.
My old gel lasted me like almost a year because I didn't really need a lot of product. Everyone's journey is different. So figure out your hair. Figure out who your hair is, like what it likes, how it likes to be treated. It's real, everyone has, you know, a little intimate relationship with your hair, like whether you know it or not, because whether you're trying to fit in work or fit in at school, that is your dialogue with your hair. Like, okay, I want you to be this way. But allowing your hair to have space to be like, no, actually, I want to be like this.
Embracing who your hair is. That's like our motto here at Proud and Curly. It's like, embrace your hair as it is, how it grows out of your scalp, because it's a part of you.
Right.
I like that. You said you have some hair affirmations or hair intentions, I think is what you call it.
Yeah, hair intentions.
I would love to hear those.
So, when you asked me earlier, like, if I had hair affirmations, I didn't think I did because I don't consciously, like, oh, my hair is this, blah, blah, blah. But then I thought about it, I'm like, I do. I do it when I wash my hair. Like, when I'm washing my hair, I will just have in my head, like, this is my crown. I just love myself. Just giving myself tender love and care. Like, lush curls just grow out of my head. And I'll finger comb my hair in the shower and go past its length to be like, okay, it's going to grow this long. So I'll comb it through and keep going. You know there's no hair there. But, you know, just getting used to the actions. Like, if I want my hair this long, then I'm going to act like it's that long.
I like that. That's what I want to work on, too. Because it's a lot of the things that we tell ourselves about our hair or that we may just, like, because your brain is kind of like a, where am I going here? Your brain is kind of like a record player. Like, it will play old records.
Mm-hmm.
That you may have told yourself even when your hair was different or even from like when you're in school trying to fit in, oh, I don't like that my hair is not like this, or it's something that it may have, like, you may have thought your brain can replay that or you know, at any point. So it's like just putting that intention to say what you do want will help you get there
while I'm still letting it be itself.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, yes, I have a goal. Like, because when I cut my hair, I did want my hair to grow big and curly, like you see in the YouTube. Because I was watching a lot of YouTube during that time.
Right. So it's like, everybody's hair don't grow out like
everybody's hair doesn't grow like that. And I thought my hair would, but then I learned my hair. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. I see you're not as full as I think it is. I have to manipulate it to make it seem like it's that full. So now I know, like, okay, let me do different hairstyles to build that strength back. Because the hair straightening, still have those effects today.
Mm, wow. I don't know that because I cut my hair. Well, I had.
See, I didn't cut it as straight as you.
Oh, okay.
So it's like my hair's like, what are you doing?
Oh, okay.
Like, are we? You know, I probably still have. Well, not now, but I will say at one point after I cut my hair, you know, doing the whole healthy, making sure it's always moisturized. When I started working for another company, I kind of let my hair go a little bit. Like, yes, I was still natural, but I wasn't keeping it as moisturized, so I kept putting buns. So me brushing my hair a lot retrained the front of my hair to be not as curly as the other
side. Gotcha. My sister, she used to put her hair back all the time before she cut it. She wears her hair even shorter than mine. And so she would always pull her hair back, and then she's like, I'm just going to cut it because I always have my hair pulled up. And it's like,
might as well
trained into that. Yeah.
So that's why I feel like it's not as full on the sides because I'm always brushing it up or doing something.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like, okay, give it.
Let it breathe.
Let it breathe.
Let it grow.
Yeah.
And it can grow big. It can grow into whatever it needs to, whatever it wants to.
Right. I really like getting braids now.
I can't wait till I can get braids. That's why I was asking her. I was like, do you think my hair is long enough? But Rocky, I think when he cut it, because now when I saw myself in the video the other day, I was like, what? I can see all of my scalp.
Like, sir.
But I don't know if I did that, because I did kind of mess up my haircut. So when I can get braids, hopefully in the next couple of months, I can get braids. Or at least on the top. I don't know.
Do a little mohawk situation.
Yeah, like... But then I would really have to cut the back, which I don't know. You know, like that kind of look.
I was going to say something, but I already told you this before, and I don't want to offend nobody. But if you go to the Nigerians, they're going to pull the hair out of your scalp.
They're going to be able to pull it. But then it's like, I don't know, like, is that going to be too heavy?
Well, if you get them thin, like micro braids.
Yeah.
But that's going to be a pain in the butt taken out.
Oh, gosh. And I just feel like I could just feel it. Because you know how you have hair, like you would have braids. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had braids like right here? Ooh, and that just hurts. It just feels like something's hanging. Because my hair, when
fine.
I get braids, it'll slide too. And then it'll just be holding on. And I'm like.
And that's one thing too about my hair. Because it's so fine, it breaks off easily.
Mm.
It doesn't matter how well I moisturize or what, like. It's like, no, I like to be the way I like to be.
Mm-hmm.
Get this ish out of me.
Moisturize me, please.
Moisturize me, and yes.
That's my hair, too. Like, every few days, I need to really moisturize it. Otherwise, it looks like I'm in the Sahara Desert.
It's crispy, and it's like...
Frizzy. Mine is, like, faded looking.
And it's like, for me, it's the front of my hair that's frizzy. The back and everything, it's better. Like, I could just put a little oil, a little coconut oil, it'll be good.
Mm.
But the front is like, bruh, what are you thinking? Like, can you just please cooperate with the rest of my head?
Right.
So I have to put, the front I will have to put other products, like the Cantu Curl Activator.
Oh, wow. I've never really tried to do different products in different parts of my head. But I've tried to do, like, finger coils or something here
mm-hmm.
and there.
Oh, yeah, I definitely use different products. Like, I'll use the gel. Well, depending on what kind of gel, because sometimes it'll flake if you use the Cantu with, like, a certain kind of clear gel. So
mm-hmm.
I'll use, like, one part gel, another part the Cantu Curl Activator, and the back, like, an oil.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Teach us something.
You got to figure out the different parts. Because I'm like, I got four different textures at
right.
this point.
And it's like, how do
I
gotta make
taint
it
each texture. Right. Each part wants to do its own little dialogue. So I'm like, what you need? What you want? Okay, cool. We doing this?
We're on one head.
Right. It's one head. So I'm like, I want all y'all to look good and the same. So what do you want so you can look like the other side?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on and talking with us about your hair and everything, sharing with us your affirmations, because that's what, like, I've been saying that on the podcast, but I want us to get into, like, changing our mindset about our hair so that we can change how we feel about it and love it and embrace it.
Definitely.
So, yeah. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Can you share your Instagram or anything that you, anywhere where you want people to follow you?
Yes, so you guys can follow me on Instagram at Noemi Pluto. So that'll be Noemi Pluto. I believe that's on all media or social media platforms. Follow me on Clubhouse. It's Noemi, Noemi.
And we'll put all of them down below and the FFB.
Oh, yeah, FFBY. So you could go on FFBU on Instagram and fuckyourbu.com. FFBY.com.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you for coming on.
All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next week, stay proud and curly.